Hey y'all, welcome to Two Hams and a Bird, the podcast where two brothers and a non-related girl brother get together and try to make each other laugh. We hope you enjoy hanging with us and laugh along with our quips.
Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Two Hams and a Bird, coming at you on this beautiful Tuesday. It's raining outside here in Castroville, so...
I don't like that. That makes me worried that it's going to start raining here soon.
Maybe.
Yeah, same.
Maybe. Yeah, if it rains in Castroville, and it inevitably will go to College Station and then North Carolina.
And then North Carolina. Yeah, it skips over the rest of the country.
It's the weirdest path.
It goes...
I think it might be the black hole over College Station. So, no, or no, the wormhole, I should say.
If you listen, I'll explain it.
I'm listening.
Thank you for interrupting.
Hold on, let me adjust my ear. Here we go.
Okay.
Should I be taking notes?
Yeah. You'll remember. It's that good. So at Castroville, like this is the United States. Castroville, boop, goes a little bit to the east. College Station, boop, and then boom, North Carolina, boop.
How long of an episode is today going to be?
let's get rolling because we are actually all very busy people, and so
a rarity.
I do have a question. Yes. Yes. Do you, Elijah? Do you know Sarah Wampler?
Mm-hmm. I want to know someone with that last name.
I do. Yeah, she was roommates with one of my friends. She was roommates with one of my friends at A&M, and then she was in Artists, which is the organization I was in that Silas is now in. She's one of those people who would like see me and be like, yeah, I've met him like maybe five times. And I'd be like, so we're Facebook friends. But yeah. How do you
know Sarah Wampler?
I don't know her, but she is now dating my brother.
That's
weird. Isn't that weird?
That's actually really weird.
Yeah. No, because I stalked her on Facebook. Because it's new.
See, the connection was supposed to be.
And I found her, and it was like mutual friends with Elijah Cunningham and Spencer Breeden. And I was like, wait, what?
What?
In the midst of these troubling times.
That's really funny. We weren't like super close, but yeah, I mean, I totally know who she is, and I would imagine she knows who I am. I don't want to be arrogant and be like, yeah, she totally knows who I am, remembers me. Like, I wasn't like a jerk to her.
She probably does
that much. So
we're a lot louder than we realize.
So show her this. Show her this pod. Have your brother share with this podcast episode.
Sure. She can check out all of the Nito Bandito and the Radical Sabbatical.
And then the Rachel Bachel.
The Rachel Bird. You know that classic age-old rhyme.
The bird of Rachel.
For context to that, I don't think the audience can see.
The turd bird. So stupid.
We've all been there.
Okay. That actually reminds me of the story that I think I was going to share.
Look at that.
Nice.
When we were prepping, I was like, I don't know what story I'm going to tell. But so now I have like three kind of quick stories. So I'm going to share them. So the first one kind of relates to that stupid joke that I just made. But there's this coffee shop in Castroville. It's called Magnolia Filling Station. And one of the guys that works there, his name is Evan. Evan's also got long hair. It's actually longer than mine, but which totally doesn't matter for the context of the story. But Evan works there, and Evan is like one of those guys who the first few like months that I was here, he was just always like, what's up, dude? He didn't ever really like, it's kind of a hard dude to read. But over time, as we've been around each other more, it's been really funny. And so I was in there one time, and another one of the workers made me a latte, and it had and the art on it was pretty good. And Evan goes, that was pretty good latte art, you know, like to whoever made it. And I was like, latte art, more like latte fart. Am I right? Like,
so
like,
dumb.
Like, I totally said it because of how stupid it was. It was one of those things that was like, this is dumb. No one's going to laugh. But I'm just throwing it out there because why not? Like, there's literally no reason for me not to.
Did he die?
Evan loses his mind and just starts.
I always love when laughing. That happens.
And I'm just like, I'm like, dude, I don't understand why you like. I'm the one who made the joke, and I gave myself a pity chuckle.
You know, like I didn't expect any reaction. Died. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
he comes, then I think that's the end of it. I'm like, wow, that was incredible. And then like a couple days later, I'm in there. He goes, dude, I cannot get over that latte fart joke. And he's like, dude, I told all my friends about it and they think it's hilarious. I was like, what? Like, you really, really think that that's funny? And every now and again, it's been probably, you know, 2 months now since I've done it. But
does he bring it up?
He will still occasionally just bring it up, you know.
Shout out to my boy Evan.
Yeah, good old Evan.
We're gonna give him a shout out.
But so an actual work story. So at the church where I work, you know, I work with high schoolers and middle schoolers, and one of the high schoolers, I won't say her name, but it's not a bad story. So she a few.
Oh, is it Savannah? I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I also, for the record, clearly chose a name that none of them have.
That's true. There's no Savannahs. So she texts me and was like, hey, can I talk to you about something? Like, I was just like, yeah, like, you know, how about you come in tomorrow? It was on a Tuesday. So I was like, come tomorrow, come in on Wednesday, come in early, you know, like my office is open. You know, and you can come in, we'll talk. And like, I'm just like praying, like mentally preparing myself, you know, just like, oh man, she's maybe there's a guy that likes her. And she doesn't know what to do with it. Or, you know, maybe she heard somebody say something about someone else. And I'm just like expecting this like huge, huge, just like problem that she needs to talk to somebody about. And I'm just like, yeah, like, just like, cause the way she, the text, like, hey, can I talk to you about something? I'm like, yeah, you know? And like, so much so that she was like, I need to sit down with you to talk about it, sort of a thing, you know? And I was just like, I was like, praying. I was just like praying and like reaching out to friends. I'm like, guys, like, please be praying for this conversation because I don't know how it's going to go.
I finally shook the dust off the old Bible.
I'm just kidding. And yeah, I don't ever open that. I don't work for Joel Osteen. Anyways.
And we got political.
To be fair, Babylon Bee did it first. But
they've done a lot of things first.
Anyway, so she comes in my office and she sits down. I'm like, yo, like, I'm like, hey, you know, like, how's it going? How are you doing? You know, okay. She's like, yeah.
Cool youth pastor.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, well, what's up? Like, what's going on? And she's like, yeah. She's like, I got a lot of free time. Do you need help with anything?
I felt like she was like, kind of like messing with you.
I was like, is that it? Like, that's it. I was like, you scared me. I thought you had this big problem, which I would have been totally fine with having that conversation because that's part of my job. But I've never been just so like, oh my gosh. And I was like, you can't text me like that if it's something like that. You know? And she's like, I'm so sorry. I was not trying to.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious. But,
so
did you guys open up some scripture? Did you tell her that you'd camp out on this one verse right here?
So that the Lord didn't say anything to you.
She knew that you were the cool youth pastor.
Hey guys, we're just going to open up to Romans 8. We're just going to camp out.
We're going to kind of jump around, but we're going to camp out around here.
We're going to camp out right here about verse 5. All right. But we're going to work through. We're going to. But just go ahead.
I love
this. Just go ahead and pitch your spiritual tents. You know,
pitch your spiritual tents. Ah, yes.
I'm cool. I'm hip.
Well, hey, gang, we're going to make camp here around the scripture. Wait, whoa. Why does that sound so different? All right, carry on.
All right, so
what's the third story? Actually, I'm hyped.
Literally, literally just happened, like right before this podcast recording.
Good, because I already heard the first two. So can we get some fresh stuff in here? So, I'm messing with you. They're great stories.
So this happened. I forgot I told Silas those already. So that's actually something I do. I tell stories a lot, and I forget who I've told, and I just end up repeating them.
So I haven't heard them.
I tell people, I'm like, hey, if I'm starting a story you've heard before, just tell me I've told you. And then a lot of times people are like, oh, well, maybe there's a new development. And I'm like, there's not. I tell my stories exactly the same forever. So
I emotionally process.
I have not gone back and restructured it. It is the same.
I'm not camping on that area. Stupid.
So one of my volunteers at the church, I also will not name any names. She and I were talking today just about different things, and she had told me this story in the past that had something to do with bugs, and how she had these bugs and she was like trying to raise them and make them better, but really they were dying. And so it was kind of like her parents called it like a bug concentration camp. That's what they called it. So she told me this story.
Political.
She told me this story a couple of weeks ago, which actually was on the way home, because for those who don't know, Silas and our grandmother passed away recently.
Yes.
And so on the way home, I was talking to her and on the phone, and we were talking about, she was telling me this story, and which actually reminds me of another story. That I will have to
You're capped at three.
No, the fourth one is amazing. Okay, that,
yeah, and that, and our new list, our Rachel's list is actually just gonna be top four of Elijah's stories. So that's all the time we have.
Anyways, I'll get through it quickly. And so anyways, today I was just reaching out to her, and I've reached out to all my volunteers about this. I'm like, hey, I would love to just hear more about your testimony if you'd love to share that with me. And she was like, yeah, it all started out with bugs, you know? And I was like, hey, like, I love that. I'm like, bugs leading you to Christ. That's so good, you know? And so then she texts me, she said, who is that caterpillar thing with the really pink cheeks? And I'm just like,
I mean, Heimlich from A Bug's Life?
So his cheeks aren't pink, right? I'm focused on pink cheeks, right? So
I don't know the art direction.
I'm like the,
his are
the
more Alaska, like,
I'm like, is it the Alaskan bullworm from SpongeBob? Like, it's kind of like a caterpillar. Like, I'm so focused.
Oh, yeah.
She said caterpillar. She said caterpillar thing. So in my mind, I'm like, something similar to.
Similar, you know? Yeah.
So I said, the Alaskan bullworm. She's like, no. And I said, I know this is a stretch, but like Rufus, you know, the naked mole rat from Kim Possible. He's moved like a caterpillar before. He's got these chubby pink cheeks. And she goes, no, wait, sorry, not pink, fat cheeks. And then I was like, oh, okay. She was talking about Hermie and Friends. It was like a cheap knockoff, like this, like,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Of Bug's Life. We had a DVD as a kid. So that's what she was talking about.
And okay, that one was kind of creepy, dude. The animation was so bad.
But then I was like, oh, kind of like Heimlich from A Bug's Life, right? And she said, yes. And I said, and then she just crucifies me. She was like, how in the world did you think of a naked mole rat? And I'm like, okay, to be fair, I was not given a lot to work with. And I was brainstorming here. And I helped you get to the conclusion with my bad responses. Yet you're just sitting here just butchering me for even trying. Last time I drop everything and forget my story for a podcast to help you. So anyways,
so this is a tale of tragedy. Okay.
Yes.
Last not a tale of hilarity.
Last story. And this name I will say,
is it,
because it's a good story. So when I was in fifth grade, there was this girl in our children's choir at church who I was in love with, and her name is Brianna Proctor. And
that's not the right one.
I fell in love. I was a little fifth grade boy, and I fell in love with her. And yeah. I loved her Nike shocks. What can I say?
Yeah,
absolutely. She's really the one.
You know, and so just liked her. Never did a thing about it, because what is a fifth grade boy going to do? Liked her in sixth grade, did nothing about it. So fast forward to our church camp. So you start going to camp when you're going to seventh grade. We have this thing called friend night, and friend night is like a guy's name gets drawn, a girl's name gets drawn. They go to dinner together. It's super fun.
At the dining hall.
Yeah, you dress up, you grab a rose, you pick her up. It's
and really, then you go to the camp dining hall. It's pretty magnificent.
It's if you're in high school, it can be fun depending on the person you get. If you're in middle school, it's just an awkward array of emotions.
I just like that. And in middle school, we made such a big deal about it. Looking back, it's like you literally went and hung out with the group.
Yeah, and it was literally like the girls, like group of friends were there, and then whoever their dates were, the guys were just kind of like, hey.
They were just tag along.
Yeah, it's like, hey, the girls are going to dinner and a few guys are going with them. It's kind of how it
turned. Pretty much.
And wow. So for like 6 months before church camp, right, I'm looking forward to it. I know all about friend night. I've heard my older siblings talk about it. I'm praying every single night. I'm like, God, if you love me, you will give me Breonna Proctor. Like you just will. Like I know.
I really hope she listens to this podcast.
I know that the Bible says, like, you know, like if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. And yeah, I'm like, God, I'm delighting
that's
myself.
True. That's exactly what it means.
Blessed and highly favored.
That's right.
You have the 100% favor of the Lord.
Just hashtag blessed, you know?
So it comes and I'm so sweaty. You know, I'm just so sweaty.
Well, that's because
so
you're in junior high.
And there's probably 35 guys and 35 girls around there, about 70 middle schoolers total. And, you know, I'm in that room and, you know, he keeps naming name after name after name. That's not me. And the guy gets named first. And like, and I keep waiting. I'm like, he's going to say, and then he doesn't. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. So we're in the latter, we're in the latter half. And he goes, Elijah Cunningham. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm up there. And then he says, Breonna Proctor. And I lost my mind. I did.
Wow.
And provided.
Yes. Yes. And did I do anything with that opportunity? Absolutely not.
Oh, the Lord took it away.
You know, I was so excited.
Elijah did not take it.
And so, you know, long story short, you know, I still liked her for another year. And the next year at camp, I wrote her a note telling her and expressing my feelings. She did not reciprocate.
A year later, that's commitment.
She didn't reciprocate, but the way I handle it probably wasn't the best. So no wonder.
Why do I feel like you just left her the note and then took off running?
No, it was in her barf bag. So at our camp, we have these bags on the wall that you write notes to people, and they're supposed to be encouraging notes, not love letters. But you know, I was like, I'm going to use this opportunity.
Barf for the viewers is an acronym standing for Be a Real Friend.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. What denomination was this?
Baptist. Real Southern Baptist.
Got it.
Too.
Got it. All right.
So we do this.
Camp was wild.
So, you know, it was weird for like a year after that. And then we actually were friends throughout high school and all that stuff. And so anyways, I'm telling this story on Friday. That Friday, I'm going home for the like funeral stuff. I'm telling my volunteer this story. And then I go to Jonathan Pakluda. I go to their podcast recording. They're doing a live podcast recording. So I go and I walk into the church and guess who the first person I saw was? Breonna Proctor.
Stop.
I did. And I was like, I was just
the Lord regiveth.
No, there was, it was one of those things. I was like, hey, it's really great seeing you. And you know, it's pretty good that this didn't work out. Like, not that she was like bad or anything, but she has a boyfriend and like,
dude, I'm just going to use some cool, I'm going to use some cool youth pastor lingo, dude. You were just planting the seeds. You know what I'm saying? Just let those bad boys grow. When you see her in the future, it'll all come together.
Let
the Lord fertilize it.
maybe I'm just saying, I'll end it with this. Maybe she had to go on a friend night date with me so that she could meet and understand what to look for in her future husband. That's it. All right, moving on.
Oh, you are a cool youth pastor. Never mind.
Who's next? Guys, I'm talking.
Guys, I'm just saying. Maybe. I really would have died if you just said, yeah, maybe she met me so she could meet me. A little bit redundant, but we'll take it.
All right. So Silas has got memeage. So I would assume he's your next.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the stories.
I'll tell you what. guys, this is going to be surprisingly short after that 2 hour long series of Elijah's. Well, by the way, Elijah was actually just reading some excerpts from his autobiography that'll be dropping on our Facebook. But no, it's not real. Thanks for going with the joke.
The title is called Latte Fart.
Cool, youth pastor. Oh, nice. I thought I'd heard the story before, I thought you were going to be like, I like you a latte. And I was going to be like, dude,
no. It's called Broken Hearts and Latte Farts.
A Breonna Proctor story. All right. Even though it's your autobiography, it like she's like the protagonist. Okay. So with that, memes. I'm glad I actually got y'all warmed up. All right. I'm trying to, you know, I definitely was going to pull this up on my phone. And I didn't do that. So, you know what? We're going to have some good old-fashioned meme descriptions, which is always exactly what the audience wants.
That's what we used to be. That's what we used to be.
Right.
We're going back.
So, you know the meme of the dude, you know the meme of the dude who has, like, the tears, like, streaming down his face as he's, like, it's the bald guy.
The old guy?
And... Yeah. So that one, it says, when you order a book called How to Scam People and it's still not here after 4 months. Which I really like that one. it shows them realizing it.
Jeez.
How dare they?
It'll be there. It's just been delayed. It's been delayed.
The next one is a, hold on. Sorry, it's pulling up. Okay, y'all know the Mr. Incredible Bob Parr meme where it's like him and he's looking happy and then it's him and he's like super dark and like cursed. Well, the light version, the normal version says, you have 90 minutes to complete 60 questions. And at the bottom it says, you have 3 hours to complete 2 questions. So it's like super dark. And someone said, stay safe out there in this exam season, you physics majors. And I was like, oof, yeah, sounds about right. I hear legends of this. It's like... Like, one dude I was talking to, he's like, yeah, I just didn't finish my exam. And I was like, how many questions? He's like, oh, it was 3. And I was like, what? But it's like they get, like, these huge math problems that they have to, like, work out for, like, pages and pages and pages. I'm a liberal arts major, so I don't have to deal with that. It's kind of a question of whether or not I make the A or the B.
I had one class where the tests were all essays. And so it would only
– That's one of mine.
It would only be like 8 questions for the exam, but it was all you basically had to take the concept you had learned and write it as if you were explaining it to somebody.
Yeah, I had one of those. So.
Okay. So the next three are like, dang, they're pretty okay. So this one, for those who don't know, it's Anakin Skywalker and Ahsoka Tano from the Clone Wars are having a conversation. So Anakin, if you don't know the lore, get with it. So Anakin is Ahsoka's master. He's giving her his masterly wisdom. Lord. Oh yeah. Well, if y'all also meet the Lord.
If you don't know the Lord, please know him before you know the Lord.
If you don't know Lord, listen to her music. With an E. All right. With that, it's Anakin's talking to Ahsoka and he goes, in times like these, I really wish I'd listened to what Obi-Wan, his master, had told me. She goes, what did he tell you? He's like, I don't know. I didn't listen. That was pretty good. And we got two more. So y'all know the farmer meme where he's like, it ain't much, but it's honest work. So there's a photo of this big old dude, this big old chonky pigeon, like big old boy. And his egg is just on the like ground with like a few little twigs scattered around it. So like it's like not even and they put the a head of a pigeon on the farmer and it just says, it ain't much, but it's nest. they cut the rest of the letters out. I might like that one. I think these are better. I love that we're describing these for the podcast. I think and the last meme, I'm really proud of these. Have y'all seen the it's pretty recent. It's Doc Ock, or one where he's like screaming up at the camera, and then the other one he's like dancing on camera. Like that one is really happy. Yeah. So the one where he's sad, it says your girl leaves a note on your Xbox saying this isn't working. And of course he's like really mad about it. And then he goes, but you turn it on and your Xbox works just fine. He's like dancing. But anyways, those are in no way related. But those are my memes that I got for you. I was trying to look up B movie memes. Turns out there's a surprising lack of B movie memes, which is, seems like that would be the only movie that would have like as many.
Well, that's your job.
Listen.
You see a lack in the industry. It's your job to
be the change you want to see.
When a whole movie, when a whole movie itself is a meme.
Is a meme.
Right. Do you really need to make more?
Yeah.
We all heard my what's it called? My store where I sent the script.
Yes.
I told someone about that today and they're like, that's terrible. And I was like, you don't get it. they're just thinking of the actual consequences.
you sir are what we call around here a moron.
Okay, but that's all I got for my little segment. What was that, like 5 good. Minutes? Good job.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
that was good.
We chill.
I was like 5 minutes too, so go ahead.
And the last one. Anyways, Rachel.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Welcome back to the segment of.
It's going to be a really short episode this time. Sorry. Go ahead,
Rachel. But now we're back to our favorite segment of cutting off Rachel every other item of her list. So I'm just kidding. I like the shoulder hitting the table.
Right. Okay.
Go ahead, Rachel.
All right. So I've got 10 things kids have said to me, but I'm not going to give y'all any context.
Can you leave
so these are just going to be names. One-liners, but y'all aren't going to know the situation.
Okay, so, I like that out of context.
Yes, Elijah?
I want to mute him.
May we try to guess the context, or should we just let you go?
Absolutely.
We'll make this more of a game. We'll make this more of a perfect. Game. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
All right. Number one. And these have all been said by children 8 and under, so just keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right. Number one. See those pumpkins? That's what we used to look like. I miss that.
I don't know if I want to know the context. I'm gonna go with the context. Hear me out. I'm gonna say that there's a child and he's looking at pumpkins.
I'm gonna say it's Halloween time, right? I'm gonna say they have dressed as pumpkins at Halloween before, and they are just thinking back to a time in life that was just simpler, and they love that.
I don't think you can sustain that. I think they're watching the SNL sketch about David S. Pumpkins, the character played by Tom Hanks.
All right, yep, absolutely. All right.
That's the one. Actually, you know what?
All right. That number two
children's skit. I will never know.
She's just not gonna tell us. She's just
I love on. That. I love that.
I told you I'm not giving y'all context. It's more fun.
That's actually that so good. That's so good.
That's okay.
This one, you know. and it's a good thing I had a knife because I killed that robber.
Be the change you want to see. Sorry.
They're playing a video game.
Gotta go with Lego Batman. I don't know.
They are playing the untitled. They're playing the untitled Goose Game. I don't know.
It's gotta be GTA 5. That children's game. I don't know.
Or we'll never know. They're playing cops and robbers. I don't know. There we go.
When you have a knife, when you're playing cops and robbers, knife.
It's imagination. It was really a dish drag. So
maybe they're watching the movie Knives Out. There you go. Right after the SNL sketch, David S. Pumpkins. All right, carry on.
Yeah. All right. It's a number three. I need to borrow your underwear real quick.
Okay.
So they're watching Knives Out. I'm just kidding. I don't know. That has nothing to do with it.
one kid gets so freaked out he pees his pants.
that scary movie.
So he looks at his brother and says, "Listen, you're my brother, and hear me out. I need your help." So I mean,
gonna make a costume or something. Make a craft out of him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So make a superhero mask.
Maybe he
put
needs
his brother's underwear on his face.
Maybe he needs to borrow his brother's underwear to put on a pumpkin.
That's it. Yeah, they went a lot.
All of these things were said to me.
You were.
They're going to launch the pump. They're going to launch the pumpkin at Rachel.
They're going to use the underwear as a slingshot for the pumpkin. Okay, absolutely. Yeah.
Or they're going to shoot Rachel at the pumpkin.
Now that.
Via the brother's underwear. Very likely. Very likely.
Whilst watching Knives Out.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's right.
Stupid.
That's right. Okay. All right. Number 4, number 5, I'm going to group together. And Elijah, you've heard these.
I was going to muddle.
Yeah. You might remember. I'm going to group these together because they did happen. These were said on the same day. Are you ready for the hands? And then later, do you remember how the hands come?
Oh, wait. Audience, take your pick.
They're playing Super Smash Bros. They have to fight the giant hand at the end.
Are you ready for the hand? Do you remember? That actually sounds... That's got to be it. I think that's it. If it's not, I don't know.
Do you remember how the hands come?
They're looking for the attack, man. It's got to be Smash Bros. I think you're actually right.
Or... They're ventriloquists and they're speaking.
No, to their puppets. All right. Wait, no, they're just supposed to make the puppets speak. What?
They're talking. They're warming the puppets up.
Do you remember the hands?
Warming the puppets up.
The puppets are having a conversation. Do you remember the hands? Do you remember how the hands come?
What's that? They're just tucking.
It's actually, it's the episode of the Potter Puppet Pals.
I gotta
Potter Puppet Pals are watching David S. Pumpkins.
Yes.
Carry on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for the laughter. All right, great. Great.
Okay. Elijah was gonna say something.
I did too. I was waiting.
Started to say something.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say Potter Puppet Pals. I think I've said it before. Is the most that I know about Harry Potter. Like that is.
I'd have to say it's probably the best film adaptation of Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
Good. Having seen them all,
probably.
I'd say the most closely related
to the story.
Best acting for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
All right. Number 6. Now this one, y'all should both know, but it doesn't hurt my feelings if you don't. It's come on this podcast. It's one of our earlier podcasts. I was still living at the farm.
Back when we still had guests.
Yes, actually. I don't think there were guests in this episode though. But if it sounds bad, just go listen to the previous, the other podcast this is from. But number 6, that's called a tuck of my dick.
I did not say that. I can guarantee you that was not me.
These are all said by people under the age of 8.
Remember that rule? These are things that kids have said to me in my past.
I thought you had said that one of us said it to you on the podcast.
Not a cool youth pastor.
No.
I was trying to think who would have said it on the podcast. I'm like, that was not me.
I like how genuinely
I've told this story though. I've told the context of this story.
That was like the quickest guess. That was the quickest gaslight I think I've ever seen. It was unintentional. Like, he was so worried. He was like, my job is on the line. I did not say that.
No. I was trying to. Okay, that's right. You did say under 8. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That just.
Yeah, these weren't us. I might have said, do you remember how the hands come? That one might have been me, actually, now that I think about it.
Okay. All right. Number 7. You wouldn't know. You've never bathed a girl lizard.
That's actually a really fair point.
This is on a set
context.
This is on a set of Jurassic World 3. You know, called the baby velociraptors.
It's just the crew members.
Yeah.
Hey, you wouldn't know. You haven't bathed a female lizard.
It was, no, Yes.
Yeah.
It's like they're being like super elitist about it. You would know. You haven't paid the fee.
Rachel's like it. Rachel's like, is this right? You wouldn't know. And the little 8-year-old, Rachel, just give me that. Just give it to me. I'll do it. You would.
The weird thing was is she wasn't even trying to bait a female lizard. It was like a different thing entirely.
Just stop trying. Just do it myself.
Rachel's like, man, I'm really out of touch with these kids. I'm not as cool of a youth pastor as Elijah is. I better rethink what I've been doing.
Oh, gosh.
So dumb. If you haven't bathed a female lizard, you wouldn't get it.
It's a thing.
That's a good line. That's a good line.
It is a solid line.
I'd say man. All right. All right, number 8. Smell it. It's clean. But don't lick it.
So it's on the set of Jurassic World 3. I don't know.
This smell is it. In reference to the pumpkins that they used to look like.
Or they shot it and it splattered over the ground. Remember, they shot it at Rachel. I'm going to assume it missed her. Landed on the ground, splattered open. They took a break, watched Knives Out and Jurassic World 3 behind the scenes. And then they came back.
They pulled out a DVD.
They're checking out the.
They pull out a DVD of Potter Puppet Pals and say, "Here."
I'm forgetting all the answers we said. So like, I'm just trying to like think of how to go. But then, and then they said, "No." I was gonna say that it was the splattered pumpkin. They were gonna like smell the pumpkin bits that had splattered on the ground. But don't like
it. Whatever it was, it was clean. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't lick it.
So that's why, yeah.
It was the brother's underwear. Yeah.
It was the baby's nose from Ice Age.
Oh, no, don't even start.
Its nose is dry. No, its nose is dry. Someone should lick it.
I hate the baby from Ice Age so much. That baby is the reason I don't ever want to rewatch that movie.
Are you kidding
me? His face is so annoying, dude. Now, that was like a meme for a while to like cancel the baby from Ice Age. people were acting like it was just like the most annoying thing. I'm just going off.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
All right. Number 9. It's in a hole over there and it has a booty.
This is in reference to the lizard. Rachel does not know how to wash because she has never before washed a female lizard.
And it has got a donk.
Speaking of donks.
That's how you know it's a female lizard.
Wait, did lizards have different size? Like, this is a scientific question. They have different size posteriors?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think Rachel's dog might actually have something to say. Rachel's dog is trying to say something.
Max. Max. please bring your word in on this.
No, you're good. Do you ever talk to Max like
he has the strong Grinch? Opinions.
Do you talk to Max like the Grinch does?
Get your stick,
Max.
No, because I'm the only one in this house who has seen that version.
I'm smarter. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Hold up.
Okay. So your logic makes sense, but the circumstances don't.
What I'm hearing you say is, I need a new family.
That's basically what I was getting at.
That movie inspired the entirety of the movie I'm making right now. Mm. Oh, I see how she turned that around on you. Ah, classic.
Yeah. I actually didn't hear it.
What? I said, is Mama Kate ready to adopt?
I think Elijah was trying to say, are you ready for a new family? I thought that was what the context was. Yeah. I'm confused.
Yeah. I was saying that as if I was Rachel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so Mama K is going to. Rachel's going to.
Let's cut all that post. It took me way too long to get that.
Anyways, great.
I was trying to be a problem solver, but anyway.
But it's all right. But hey, it's clean.
Turns out the problem was me. You know.
All right. Yep. Number Lion. 10. Last one. I've seen one. I have. And you know what? They must poop at their mouth because there's literally no other way.
It's a female lizard.
Yeah.
Because they have the nicer, according to Elijah, the nicer posterior. Forgive us for objectifying female lizards on this channel. And so therefore they keep in the words of, you know, they got to keep those clean. So they poop out of them. Gotcha. Face, mouth. I don't like this. I'm going to leave this topic of conversation behind. The more I talk about it, the more my face gets a little bit more red. Anyway. All right. Elijah, say something.
I don't have anything. I'm trying.
Elijah's sitting there thinking, I did not say that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, look, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know any of the
content. These are all good theories, though. I loved hearing y'all's
You don't have to say which ones, but were any of them correct?
Not even a little.
I thought the Smash Bros. One was right. I really did. That actually made sense. It made a lot of sense.
Okay, I'll be honest. I thought maybe David Pumpkins, maybe.
No. I thought you were being
but I was for certain I was correct about Jurassic World 3. I really was.
I don't know. I thought I had the mouth pooping one down for sure.
Alright, and anyways, so hey guys, check it out. It's Broken Hearts. Worlds. Broken Hearts and Latte Farts hitting stores soon.
A Brianna Proctor story. Don't forget the subtitle. Thank you to Brianna for unintentionally being a major part of this podcast. If you listen,
yeah. How do you know she doesn't listen? I mean, she might.
She's heard. She's heard of it.
You know, I definitely like, because then I saw her and I told her, I was like, hey, I was just telling somebody about that friend night date and how awkward it was. She's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. And she's like, yeah, it's cool. Did not bring up the fact, though. I did not bring up the love note thing. I did not bring that up. I was like, you know what? That's an old wound. We let that die in the past. So
leave what's
lost behind. Your boyfriend's sitting right here. And I just... You know, because if I do, those feelings are going to come back for you. And I know that. And I can't do that to him. Okay.
On the next episode. That's what I wish y'all would have done for me earlier. We all just sat there.
Well, this has been fun. Do you guys have anything that y'all want to leave the listeners with? Can we get at least the context of one, Rachel? Or are you just like, no, not happening?
Yeah, absolutely. Which one do you want?
That's a tough choice. Ooh. Hold on. We're not done with this episode yet. We have a whole thing to do here.
Okay,
can we hear them all again?
Honestly, your imagination is more funny than the actual.
I want to either hear the pumpkin one or the baby lizard, like the female lizard. Those are the two.
Okay. I think it has to be the female lizard one. Okay, now that I think about it.
Okay. All right. So I think it was actually probably this year. And I was babysitting in the night, and I can't remember. I think they're cousins. These are the two girls that I nanny for. And the oldest, who is 7 going on 8, she's the more adventurous one, and I don't think the parents had left yet, and there's a lizard on the wall, but I don't see it. The younger one, Georgia, she's like, there's a lizard on the wall, and I looked and I was like, oh ha ha ha, like, you know, she's always pointing stuff out that doesn't exist. And I was like,
oh, you don't believe her?
Absolutely not.
She's always trying to gaslight me.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man.
No, she told me today.
Look at the velociraptor.
Like, there's a squirrel laying eggs outside. And I was
Yeah,
so this is what she does. So I was like, ah, cool, lizard. And then she's like, you're like, look, and it's like moving. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, okay. And I'm looking and I just don't see it. And then it scurries out from behind something and it's like going so fast across the wall. And I like yell out for me, who, you know, I can pick up. I don't care.
I thought you just yelled at your own name.
Rachel!
I was like, why did you call out for yourself?
burst through the doors.
It's like the Kool-Aid man. She actually burst through the wall. She's like, oh yeah.
Yeah. No, but I called Lindsay, the mom, down, and she was like, oh, she's like, oh, it's so weird. Like, let's call Greer. She loves picking stuff up. And I was like, okay, cool. So I called Greer down there and she's like, I'll get it. And so I knock it off the wall for her, and she's trying to catch it in a cup, and she catches it. And I'm like, all right, you gotta grab it by its belly. Mm. And she was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. And so she lifts up the cup and she grabs the tail, and I'm like, don't grab the tail. It's going to fall off. And yeah, she's like, nah. And that's when she says, no, you wouldn't know. You've never bathed a female lizard. And I was like, wait, what? And then the lizard dropped off its tail and scurried around to the next room. Needless to say, it stayed in the house, I guess.
So like, how long? Like, she got you, but at what cost?
Right.
Like, she had the experience, but not actually so much as she thought. Some wisdom for us all.
Yeah, she's like, listen. She's like,
in this lizard tail, but only if you will.
Yeah, and like, and that's why I didn't want to give y'all some context. You know.
Yeah,
I think if we just leave it,
she can. No, I don't know. It's still a good story because she's like, Rachel, listen, you're sweet. You're so sweet, and like, I appreciate.
But more like latte fart.
I appreciate you trying to give me advice here, but listen, like, it's really Rochelle. I'm the expert here, Rachel. Okay, and I bathe these things for a living, and
it's a career.
It's a career.
it's a life calling for the Lord.
That's right.
All right.
Well,
that was a good episode.
You guys want to leave the audience with anything else?
Do you remember how the hands came?
I do.
Okay.
Does our audience?
Elijah does.
I think they were clean. I think they were clean hands.
I think Elijah might have actually said that.
Correct. When I was 8 years
old. I have nothing to add. Correct.
Well, we will catch you guys in the next one.